You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. Last week, Statistics Minister Shane Letty announced plans to scrap the nationwide census moving forward. The census is the largest statistical survey done in Aotearoa and provides the bulk of population data used in research and decision-making. Letty says the census is no longer financially viable and will be replaced with a combination of smaller annual surveys and administrative data. While the change can look good on paper, there are concerns around how the change in data collection could affect representation of marginalised and minority groups. Census data tends to be more protected from bias than administrative data in smaller surveys, meaning there are more opportunities for misrepresentation. Some statisticians are particularly concerned around the potential exclusion of marginalised rural communities. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Tom Rutherford, I asked him about the census decision and its implications on marginalised and minority groups. So I wanted to talk about the government's recent decisions to scrap the census moving forward. What's the rationale behind this decision?
Yeah, we're modernising the census, replacing the traditionally paper-based census and increasing the frequency and quality of economic data to support the government's growth agenda. A nationwide census day is old-fashioned and outdated, and it's no longer financially sustainable, with escalating costs and successive censuses which have faced problems or failed to meet expectations. So from 2030, New Zealand will instead use government records, a smaller yearly survey, and targeted data collection. We're also going to deliver a monthly Consumers Price Index, or CPI, from 2027. Currently it's quarterly, and we're bringing that to monthly so that we can bring New Zealand into line with other advanced economies from around the world.
Yeah, you mentioned administrative issues with previous recent censuses as a reason for cutting the census moving forward. Is this throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and could other changes be made to the model to make it more sustainable moving into the future?
Yeah, in 2013, the census cost $104 million. In 2023, our most recent census, costs had risen astronomically to $325 million, so over tripled in 10 years. And the next census was expected to come in at about $400 million. Across the world, the way people use data is changing. For more than a decade, Stats New Zealand has been exploring and making better use of information already collected by the data, known as administrative data. And admin data is information that's already collected by government agencies during their everyday operations. Think of organisations such as ACC with their injury claims, student loan and allowances through IRD, Ministry of Social Development, tax and income through the IRD, births, deaths and marriages through the DIA, and education data from the Ministry of Education. So Stats New Zealand will work closely with those organisations to ensure smaller population groups are accurately represented.
Yeah, you mentioned rising costs of the census. If we look at similar countries to Aotearoa, I mean, the United Kingdom, their census in 2021 cost around £900 million. Is it to be expected that the cost would have risen due to rising population and rising needs in Aotearoa?
Oh, I think naturally over time, costs of things do gradually increase. Of course, we understand that. That's how inflation works. But we're not prepared to sit and watch the cost of a census triple over the space of 10 years. As I said, 2013 was $104 million. Most recent one in 2023 was $325 million. We're just not prepared to sit and watch that cost escalate for our government books. So we're being financially sensible, making decisions to bring the census into the modern age and making these changes, which, you know, if you think about it, census has been traditionally paper-based, sort of a bit of an old-fashioned and out-of-date way to operate. And so what we're doing is we're bringing it into the 21st century, bringing it into 2025 and 2030 for when the next one will take place.
You mentioned the things we're using to replace the existing census, the use of administrative data from government departments and the use of smaller annual surveys. Are there worries that these data collection, you know, whilst useful for smaller scale information gathering, will they be sufficient for accurate data collection around the population and societal demographics?
Yeah, that's a great question. So admin data is already used regularly to produce some statistics, such as population estimates and statistics about international migration, for example. has also been used in the two most recent censuses to support the information gathered through the surveying. So we're simply just ramping that up and say that is going to really, really assist us in what we're going to be doing every year from 2030 and beyond.
There's also concerns that the use of smaller survey and administrative data could expose these data collection processes to more biases than the census data would have been exposed to. Is this a concern that the government is keeping in mind?
Definitely keeping it in mind, but wouldn't say that that is possibly going to be something that is going to take place. We understand often censuses are about trying to reach the hardest to reach people and to get information from them so that we can get a greater understanding of what our country is and who our country is made up of and everybody in New Zealand. And that's absolutely going to be the focus from 2030, where we move to instead use our government records and a smaller yearly survey and targeted data collection.
Yeah, and on those harder to reach communities, you know, some of these communities, especially marginalised groups and rural communities, might go through government services less frequently or be forgotten in annual surveys. Is the government taking additional measures to ensure that these communities remain represented?
Absolutely. So as I said, through the admin data and the information we already gain and information we already get from people through government agencies, we will be ensuring that we make sure we get a very clear picture of the makeup of New Zealand and the people who live here, and so that we've got the government has the clear information about who is in our community and everybody here, so that we can ensure we're making the best decisions we possibly can with the most informed information possible as well.
There's also further concerns regarding marginalised communities and the use of administrative data particularly. Often when marginalised groups are seen in government data, it's when people are sick and struggling, such as in hospitals, welfare systems or the justice system. Are there measures in place to ensure a more holistic picture of these communities?
Yeah, so as I said, some of the admin data that we're already collecting through government agencies aren't just in those spaces that you just identified. They're also through other areas, things such as student loans and allowances, and through the Ministry of Education, whether people are in university or going through school or early child education, for example, then things through like births, deaths and marriages in the Department of Internal Affairs as well. Whether it's your tax income that you pay through the IRD, obviously everybody who earns a salary in New Zealand and pays PAYE, well, that information goes through the IRD as well, so we'll be able to collate and collect that information as well. And then information, of course, that we get through organisations like the Ministry of Social Development. So for people who receive, whether it's child support or job seeker benefit or whatever it may be, we'll be able to collate that information as well.
I mentioned the UK census earlier. The UK has actually gone through a similar situation to this, where statisticians in the UK expressed concern when their government proposed a similar change, leading to a final decision to stick with the traditional census model. What's the difference here in Aotearoa, and what would you say to statisticians here with similar concerns?
Yeah, I'd say, firstly, New Zealand isn't the UK, so the UK situation is very different to what we have here in New Zealand with our population of 5 million or so people. What we're also saying is that we're modernising the census. We're replacing the traditional paper-based census and increasing the quality and frequency of economic data to support our growth agenda. And one of the big changes, which I only touched on at the start, but is about that change of moving to a monthly CPI as well from 2027. This will provide more timely inflation data to help the government and Reserve Bank respond quickly to cost of living pressures and support Kiwis in a fast-changing environment. And I think that is a really, really positive change from this announcement.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking about plans to scrap the nationwide census and the potential impact on marginalised communities.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.